Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by The Return of the Modern Philosopher, a blog on WordPress. And without further ado, here is New Maine Law Allows Gargoyle Attacks on Noisy Neighbors. Happy Sunday, modern philosophers. Care to guess how I know it's Sunday? I know because that's the day of the week I'm awakened at 8 a.m. by the guy next door mowing the lawn. I guess I should be grateful that it snows so much in Maine, because that means he's only waking me up wicked early. I threw a little Maine charm in there for ya. 3 months of the year. So much for that whole day of rest thing they promised us in the Bible. While the house on the hill is situated in a quiet neighborhood, and I am lucky to have such wonderful neighbors, the property to my right has always been a bit of a problem. The building has been cut up into apartments, and in the summer, the tenants like to sit out on the porch, drink, and blast music, which is annoying when I choose to sleep with the window open. And like clockwork, every Sunday morning, the landscaper is out there at 8 a.m. mowing the very large lawn, a process that takes enough time to completely wake me up and prevents me from ever getting back to sleep once he's done. Luckily for this modern philosopher, I am very good friends with the mayor of my town. And by very good friends, I mean that he goes out of his way to keep me happy so that I don't write bad things about him in my blog. A lesson Governor LePage really ought to learn. After an angry call this morning from the house on the hill to the mayor's home, an emergency city council meeting was held. A law was unanimously passed making it legal for residents to have their gargoyles attack any neighbor who makes too much noise between the hours of 10 p.m. and 9 a.m. Of course, it was agreed that the gargoyle attacks could not draw blood or cause any serious physical damage. No restrictions, however, were placed on the amount of psychological damage allowed. Such a law would keep the local police free to handle more pressing matters, while also allowing citizens to take a more proactive role in making sure their neighborhoods are happy, safe, and never too noisy. Gary the Gargoyle is very excited about the new law. As I've noted several times in this blog, gargoyles have an extremely keen sense of hearing, so that lawnmower drives him absolutely crazy. I am looking forward to sleeping in next Sunday for once. The only real downside of this is that it might cause me to backburner the new writing project I have been hashing out in my head. I was planning to drive the couple miles over to Bangor to visit Stephen King and ask him for permission to write a sequel to The Lawnmower Man. In my version, very bad things happened to local residents who made the poor choice of mowing their lawns too early on weekends. I think Uncle Stevie would have gone for the idea, especially now that he's in such good mood because of the high ratings Under the Dome earned last week. There will always be other story ideas, but there's only one Sunday a week for sleeping, and I'm more than okay with this trade-off. If you like this story, let me know. Thanks so much for listening, and remember not to mow your lawn so early on Sunday mornings. Till next week, we'll talk to you then.